This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Roger Stone is about to take over here in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer here for one more segment. Just going to do a little news blitz here to try to cover everything. Bannon, again, ousted from the White House today. They used the stock market as leverage to get Trump to remove him. And the swamp creatures like Powell and Cohn and Karl Rove all revealed themselves by their reaction to this. We had another march going on today. These marches are just going to keep happening. And we actually had this video clip. Stay away from the common during Boston Free Speech Rally. Walsh, Mayor Marty Walsh of Boston warns. But, you know, here's the thing about this. You can actually cut that out and just say, Boston mayor urges people to avoid free speech. Because that's what this is. The left is trying to intimidate you from having free speech. If you want to go out in the streets and say you like Trump, well, the media says you're a Nazi, so the alt-left is going to go out there and beat the crap out of you. Oh, I thought we were playing the clip. We can go ahead and roll that clip.
On Monday, the governor and I made it very clear we don't want hate groups to come to our city or our state. We will not tolerate any incitements of violence. We are taking every precaution necessary to keep our city safe. I have the utmost confidence in our public safety officials to keep us safe. They have a comprehensive plan in place, which the secretary and the commissioner will describe in more details in a few moments. There's been questions about why we granted a permit for the rally tomorrow. The courts have made it abundantly clear.
And
they have the right to gather, no matter how repugnant their views are. But if we don't have the right to create an unsafe condition, they don't have the right to create an unsafe conditions. So we're going to respect their right of free speech. In return, they must respect our city.
You know, I actually have to give the Boston mayor a lot of credit here, guys. Go ahead and tone that down. I got to give him a lot of credit because he's addressing the real issues here, and there should be a real debate about this. Because every time you do a march, the alt-left is going to show up. I quit saying alt-left. The alt-Americans. Anytime you have a free speech rally, alt-Americans are going to show up and try to disrupt it. If you want to support Trump, they're going to show up to try to disrupt it. So the question is, morally, do we want to continue to have these type of marches, which is just adding to more violence, to show the alt-Americans, to show the alt-left, to show who these people are, to expose the media? Or do we sit back and say, okay, every time we try to do this, they just incite civil war and they lie about us on the news. So I guess we're just going to sit back and avoid free speech. That's the debate that is really going on right now. And we also played a clip earlier from Al Sharpton, who says that the Thomas Jefferson Memorial should be taken down. You'll notice what he did in that clip. He said, my great-great-grandfather was a slave. They're trying to make it personal. Al Sharpton is trying to make it personal on all the black people out there. Now, again, I'm not saying it is or isn't personal. I'm saying they're trying to put this seed in all of these black people's heads that you have been so wronged by America because your ancestors may have been slaves here. You should be mad. You should be ticked off. You should be calling for the removal of all these monuments because it's personal for you. Al Sharpton is telling you it's personal. Don't you get it? But you have actual real black people who aren't alt-Americans, who are Americans, who go on Twitter, go on Facebook, and put out the most powerful videos completely denouncing people like Al Sharpton, completely denouncing the actual racism from the alt-Americans against President Trump. So you've got all that going on. And then there's this. I don't know if Roger's about to be joining the show here to take over. Mother, this is the video clip. We don't have time for it now. Mother of woman killed in Charlottesville says she will not speak to Trump. So now all of a sudden she has a change of tune. And she also referred to her daughter as Miss Hayer. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Roger Stone's going to take over in the fourth hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. Support us. InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We're taking on the New World Order.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
The flashing chains and listen.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. It's a momentous day in American politics. White House aide Steve Bannon now out. Yesterday I wrote a controversial piece for the Daily Caller in which I made the case that although Bannon is a good man and his heart is in the right place, on issue after issue, he has not stood up for the Trump constituency. One of the particular areas that I focused on was the question of Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Joe Arpaio was a key element of Donald Trump's election. His testimony for Donald Trump on the immigration issue was a key factor in terms of the presidential candidate's credibility. The Obama Justice Department launched a political hit job prosecution against Joe Arpaio. They even brought that action under the wrong statute to ensure that the sheriff could not get a jury trial. They actually spied on Arpaio and intercepted his communications with his attorneys during the trial. a big no-no. And they communicated the Justice Department directly with the judge, ex parte, in violation of the law. Despite all of these irregularities, Sheriff Joe could not get a return phone call from Steve Bannon. He could not get even the sympathetic ear of the Trump White House. Now, fortunately, comes word that this has come to the president's attention, finally, and that he has ordered the White House counsel to prepare a pardon for Sheriff Joe Arpaio. This is extraordinarily good news. The president is headed for Phoenix, and I can think of no better location than Phoenix, Arizona, to announce this act of justice and mercy. So kudos to the president. However, the criticism of his staff remains the same. It's a shame that the president had to wait so long to learn about this miscarriage of justice. We also learned today that Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Republican of California, has met with Julian Assange, the publisher of WikiLeaks. For some time, I have reported here at InfoWars that a secret grand jury had been convened, originally during the Obama administration, but was not terminated under the Trump Justice Department, and an effort is being made by the Trump Justice Department to seek a criminal indictment against Assange in the United States. For what, we don't know. It's not clear what, if any, law Mr. Assange has broken. Julian Assange is not a Russian asset. The government mindlessly, through the intelligence agencies, repeats that mantra over and over again, without a scintilla of evidence that it is true. At the same time, Mr. Assange is a journalist who is neither of the left nor the right, but who is outraged by the tremendous abuses of power and corruption that he has learned about. Now, for those who say, well, Assange's sin is that he prints stolen material, material he has received from whistleblowers, perhaps you should look at the Pentagon Papers case, New York Times versus USA, during the Nixon administration. Or perhaps you should look at the writings of Bob Woodward, who regularly publishes classified information that he's gotten from third-party sources. This is within the greatest traditions of American journalism. It is hardly illegal, and it is not illegal in the case of Julian Assange. Who will now tell the president that his Justice Department is seeking an indictment against WikiLeaks? Mr. Bannon is gone, but I can think of many individuals with solid Trump credentials, real libertarians, real liberty-oriented Republicans who worked in this campaign, men like David Urban or Ed Martin, who could easily fill these shoes. The idea that conservatives will be at a disadvantage because the Trump White House is now largely peopled with New York liberal Democrats like Gary Cohn or the president's son-in-law, well, that may be true, but it's only true because Steve Bannon would never go to bat for Trump campaign veterans seeking positions in the Trump administration, either in the White House or in the departments. As I said earlier, it's like an individual throwing themselves on the mercy of the court, a man who kills his parents and then argues that that he should receive mercy because he's an orphan. We are, therefore, I think, at a point where the questions come at me, both by Twitter and tweet and text and phone call, fast and furious. Is the elimination, or I should say the termination of Bannon, going to shift the Trump administration to the left? Who will guard the basic tenets of Trumpism, the principles under which he got elected? Well, the Trump revolution is much larger than Steve Bannon. It's much larger than any one individual other than Donald Trump himself. One of Mr. Bannon's greatest sins was calling himself the chief White House strategist. While the chief strategist of Donald Trump's presidential campaign and of his White House is Donald Trump. With all fairness, by the time Bannon joined the campaign for the final weeks, the basic tenets of the Trump platform had long been decided. It was Donald Trump himself who hit upon immigration and the wall, who hit upon the idea of revamping and overhauling our veterans' health care system, which is sadly broken, who talked about the inequity of our NATO partners not paying their fair share, who talked about how the enormous international globalist trade deals were sucking the jobs out of middle America. Donald Trump is the man who came up with these themes, not Stephen K. Bannon. And with the help of Sam Nunberg, who was terminated early in the campaign, he honed each one of these messages to perfection. And he never deviated from them from the early campaign until Election Day. No, the chief strategist of the Trump campaign is Donald Trump. Therefore, I'm confident that there will not be a change in course. The idea that the Trump White House will move to the left is unfounded. And in fact, the entire dynamic surrounding the Charlottesville incident, which smells more and more like a false flag with every passing day, as more and more investigative journalists like Lee Stranahan start to dig into the facts about what really transpired, we learn that this was a provocation because the Russian collusion delusion has failed. They could get no traction on the phony Russian issue, so now we have slipped back to race baiting as a political tactic. One thing I agree with Steve Bannon on in an interview I saw yesterday, if the Democrats want to talk about race and we talk about economic prosperity, we will win. If Donald Trump will stick to his guns that violence on the left or the right must be denounced, is wrong, is not the answer, but focus most principally on the need for economic prosperity, well, then the president will fight for his corporate tax cut, cutting our corporate taxes below those of Mexico, Japan, China, Canada. That would spark what they will call the Trump boom, perhaps one of the greatest peacetime expansions that we will ever experience. Now would be a very good time to remind you that we are under attack here at InfoWars, and a good time for you to go to the InfoWars.com store, where we have an extraordinary special going on, which we named after our friends at BuzzFeed. Amazing prices at $17.76. So BrainForce Plus, 55% off. Survival Shield, 55% off at $17.76. Silver Bullet, 66% off at $9.95. These are some of the best products, and they're on special today. You see, we don't have a George Soros in the background writing us big checks, or a Ford Foundation, or a Rockefeller Foundation. We can only count on you. And when you buy at the InfoWars.com store, you are not only getting the very best products tested rigorously with thousands of testimonials, but you're also helping the fight for freedom. You're helping plant the flag here at InfoWars and pay for the expansion that Alex Jones has planned. So please, folks, help in the fight for freedom. Go to the InfoWars.com store now and load up on some of these incredible products at really bargain basement prices. Some of these are the best discounts we have ever had, and we need your support to continue the fight for freedom. I'm Roger Stone, filling in for Alex Jones today on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for joining us. I'll be right back. Thank you.
the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. It's well known that I have been a critic of the CNN analyst, Ana Navarro. First, a little truth in advertising. They should stop calling her a Republican strategist. She has never strategized a Republican campaign for any office in her life. She enjoys denigrating the president, calling him names constantly, bigot, racist, pig. She is endlessly abusive to her co-talent on CNN, John Phillips, and Scotty Nell Hughes, and others. Yet whenever she is criticized, she goes running to management, goes running to Jeff Zucker to complain. Now, finally, Anna Navarro, the airhead diva, a woman with no campaign experience or qualifications for her position as an analyst, has finally met her match. Today, she confronted Ed Martin, formerly of Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum, and a key organizer in Donald Trump's Missouri campaign. Let's take a look at what happened.
Everybody, every station, every pundit said, he's getting more stability. I think we do need a president that's going to get better people all the time and improve people. But let me be very clear. Anna Navarro's wing of the Republican Party is over. The people that wanted amnesty, illegals on demand, free trade, that party, Romney, Anna backed Huntsman, Romney, McCain, and Jeb. They lost everything. So we need to move on. Corker is a serious man. He's expressing his concern. On the other hand, Corker and the Senate are still doing the work of Trump. Trump has put in more judges than Bush or Obama did at the same point. He's moving ahead with regulatory reform. In America, where I live, not in where Anna and everyone talks to each other, we're seeing progress for America First. It really looks good to us. It feels better to us. Somebody's on our side. That's what's happening.
Anna, you should probably respond.
Honestly, I don't want to respond to this guy. Okay. Life is too short for me to spend it on that. What I do want to talk about.
She voted for Hillary. She voted for Hillary. And he voted for Hillary. So
exactly. Because I refuse to. Listen, you're not going to engage me. Honest to goodness, I find it a useless exercise and waste of my time and my life doing this. So can I go back to the initial subject of matter that we were talking about before trying to get distracted, which is what Republicans are saying. And I commend those Republicans that are speaking out, because I think it's important for the country to see that there are Republicans standing up for.
And there you have it. Somebody finally confronts Anna Navarro with her nonsense. This is an extraordinarily abusive person. The people at CNN, the makeup people, the gaffers, the hairdressers, and others talk to me about her endless abuse. She really thinks she's something special when she's nothing at all. Later in the program, we're going to be taking your calls because there are many, many questions about what will happen now with Steve Bannon out of the White House and what will happen in the wake of the Charlottesville attack. That number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. I'm anxious to take your calls here at InfoWars. Also, while you've got a minute, go to the InfoWars.com store where we have our 1776 BuzzFeed special. This is dedicated to our friend Ben Smith at BuzzFeed. Since the BuzzFeed attack on the InfoWars store last week, our sales are up dramatically as thousands of patriots have taken to the internet to give us the support we need. You will not find sales like this anytime again soon. So, folks, load up on some of the best products. We're talking about Caveman, chocolate or strawberry at 30% off. We're talking about Silver Bullet, but my all-time favorite, Brain Force, which I'm using right now, took pop two of them before the show, helps keep you focused and alert. These are the very best of the best. And when you buy on the InfoWars.com store now, you're helping the fight for freedom. You're helping us struggle against the globalists. We need your support. We value your support. The time is now. Please go to the InfoWars.com store and stick it right up the nose of BuzzFeed. I'm Roger Stone, happy to be sitting in for Alex Jones and anxious to take your calls. 800-259-9231. I'll be right back.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. I spoke to Alex this morning after the vicious attack on him on the streets of Seattle, where he was scalded with hot coffee by some tolerant liberal believer in free speech. Alex is fine, and he's anxious to get back in the fight, but he urged me to take your calls, and that's what we're going to do here in just a moment. I do want to mention before we do that, that the U.S. Cannabis Business Expo is September 14th and 15th, and I have agreed to speak there. Yesterday, we announced the formal formation of the U.S. Cannabis Coalition, a bipartisan, nonprofit ad hoc committee designed to simply call on President Donald Trump to keep his courageous pledge to let the states decide when it comes to the question of medicinal marijuana. 29 states have now legalized some form of medicinal marijuana. It is providing relief to millions, including veterans, providing millions in revenues for states and counties, and creating thousands of jobs. Despite this, the White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions have both threatened a crackdown, going back to the days pre-Obama when the federal government prosecuted marijuana use and distribution in the individual states. Yesterday, the website uscannabiscoalition.org was hacked and down for several hours. Today, we see an influx of Media Matters for America trolls trying to break up what is a bipartisan organization, which I am heading with the Orlando trial attorney and prominent Democrat John Morgan, a prospective candidate for governor of Florida. Morgan is personally responsible for financing the Democratic past constitutional amendment in Florida that legalized medicinal marijuana in the Sunshine State. He's a hero of mine. And this bipartisan committee includes both Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, libertarians and progressives. Go to the site, check it out, come to the business expo, help us stop the trolls at MediaMatters.com. Now let's go to your questions. I'm going to start with Dave from my home state of Connecticut, the Nutmeg State. Dave, what's on your mind?
Roger, thanks for having me. We love you in Connecticut. We love Donald Trump. We lost Michael Flynn. Today we lost Steve Bannon. I get it. He should have hired you to be in the White House with everyone else. But we're left with Gary Cohn, who's a registered Democrat, and I just think we need to try and, you know, hang together and before we hang separately. And I just wanted to throw that in there and see what you thought.
Well, I agree with you about General Flynn. He should never have been dismissed. The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, gave the president a bad piece of advice on that subject. But at the same time, this has nothing to do with me. I have no interest in going into government. I'm a free spirit. I think I can be more effective on behalf of the president right here at Infowars.com and at Stone Cold Truth and out speaking around the country and so on. But I do think that there are able men and women who were key players in the Trump revolution who were never recruited for this administration. In fact, they couldn't even get their calls returned. And on issue after issue, unfortunately, Steve Bannon, who's a good man, did not step up to the plate. For those who complain that the White House is now full of liberal New York Democrats, those are the same people who didn't help any other Trump supporters get into the Trump administration. I agree with you on Gary Cohn. I think he has to go. And I do think that, for example, that General H.R. McMaster, who we have now tied directly to George Soros, not only in terms of his communications with Soros as based on reports from Israeli intelligence, but also linking him to a think tank prior to his service in the Trump White House that was funded by Soros and the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation. These people also must go, and I'm not by any means in that camp, but on issue after issue, whether it is the plight of Sheriff Joe Arpaio or the prosecution of Julian Assange, or whether it is the State Department where Rex Tillerson has turned out to be a puppet of Condoleezza Rice. And the Trump foreign policy looks to me like the Bush-Romney neocon foreign policy. Dave, you're right. There's a vacuum in the White House, and we need a Trump person to fill it, not Roger Stone. There are many fine young and fine men and women who are capable of filling Mr. Bannon's shoes. Let's go to Stephen in the state of Florida, my new home state. Stephen, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Roger. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Yeah, what I wanted to talk about is this. As a student of U.S. history, you know that our Supreme Court has come down with decisions stating to this effect that an attack on America is an attack on Jesus Christ because it was founded as a Christian nation. That's almost a direct quote from one of their decisions they came down with. That's when our Supreme Court was good. Hopefully we're going back in that direction. But the reason I say that is because there's a man that's gone on Alex Jones' show now a couple of times, three or four times, including yesterday, and that is Rodney Howard Brown. And that's the thing. He's being called Rodney Brown because he doesn't want people to know about him to recognize who he really is and what he's trying to do, which I, this is what I believe, okay? And I would encourage Dallas and his reporters to look into this man's background. This guy spearheaded the notorious Holy Laughter movement that made a total mockery of Jesus Christ and the gospel ministry. And the thing is, when he says he will not disclose the supposed congressman he met with that told him that they're going to take out Trump, that is proof to me that he is lying about that situation. I don't dispute the information he gave about his knowledge of the New World Order and history and such, but I think he's just using Alex and this whole situation with Trump, what's now going on, as a name dropper, someone that's just trying to further his own selfish agenda. Because if indeed the president is being threatened like that, it's the same as if a pastor finds out about someone that's a child molester. He at that point has an obligation to turn that person into the authorities. The fact that Rodney Howard Brown will not do that, to me, is no surprise, knowing his background.
All right, Stephen, I think we've got the gist. Let me make a couple comments. I don't know Pastor Brown, but my friend Gary Heaven brought my attention to a very disturbing article that appeared at Zero Hedge, in which both the former CIA director John Brennan, who is a convert to radical Islam, who is actually a convert to Wahhabism at the time that he was the CIA station chief in Ridda, actually threatens the life of the President of the United States, only to be joined by James Clapper, who was the head of defense intelligence under Obama. These would essentially, these gentlemen saying that if Mueller is fired, that that Trump will be taken out. And they don't mean that in a democratic sense. There's some footage you see of the actual program with Wolf Blitzer. This would lead me to believe that the fundamental story of Pastor Brown is correct, that there is a plot to remove the president that I imagine would only be triggered if they believe that they cannot co-opt him, as General Kelly is trying to do right now, or they can't impeach him based on a trumped up charge brought by Mr. Mueller, call it perjury or some other false charge. I pray every night for the president's personal safety and the safety of his family. There are a lot of lunatics out there. Donald Trump is a brave and courageous man, even to pursue this job, never mind to fill it. But Stephen, thank you for your call. Let's take another while we have time. How about Michael in Texas? Michael, let her rip.
Yes, Mr. Stone, nice to speak to you. Enjoy your commentary on Alex Jones' InfoWars.
Thank you, Michael. What's your question?
Yes, I take exception to one of the comments you made about Mr. Bannon, however. Said, I guess, well, you commented that you didn't think that it would go more left with the absence of Mr. Bannon. But I caution you to realize that it was people like Nancy Pelosi asking for his ouster. So now he's gone. So essentially, Mr. Trump has complied with the request of Nancy Pelosi. So how much more left do you want to get?
Well, he was also complying with my request yesterday in the Daily Caller and a number of other conservatives who've determined that Steve is a spent force. Nobody is indispensable in this revolution, not Roger Stone, not Alex Jones, nobody but the president. He is indispensable, and I believe he will be replaced. I will be on the forefront of those criticizing General McMaster, criticizing General Kelly, as I just did. I would see your argument if Bannon had been more effective. But his greatest single goal seemed to be the self-aggrandizement of Bannon himself. This new book, Devil's Bargain, is a very thinly veiled vanity biography, probably paid for by Bannon himself. And every other page is about Steve Bannon's career in Wall Street, his career in Hollywood, and his career as a computer game designer. I thought this book was about Donald Trump's ascent to the presidency. If you want to read the truth about how Donald Trump got elected, you can go to the Infowars.com store and get your copy of The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution by none other than Roger Stone. You'll find no self-aggrandizement in this book. This is about how Donald Trump did it. And believe me, folks, I was there from the beginning. Donald Trump is his own strategist. He's his own speechwriter. He is his own pollster. He is his own strategist. And it is to him that the credit belongs. Let's go to Richard in New York. Richard, you have a question.
Hey, Roger. How are you? Roger, I loved you back in when you were on CNN years ago, and also when, this is a side note, when Mark Levin called you a thug, I said, thank God we have a thug on our side. So, thanks. I'm really great to be on the line today with you. The question I have for you is, if the leftist Marxists in the elite media and in Washington do try to take the president down, and they succeed in taking him down, do you think the American people will march on Washington?
Yes, I actually do. You see, the difference is that in 1974, the last time we had a coup in this country, there was only one monolithic mainstream media. There was no way to get information out to the patriots, to those who had an alternative view of what was happening. Richard Nixon was removed from office because he was a peacemaker, because he ended the war in Vietnam on a faster timetable than the Pentagon wanted, because he opened the door to China, because he reached a strategic arms limitation agreement with the Soviets. My God, the man was for peace. He had to go. Therefore, they took advantage of clumsy theatrics and a ham-handed effort to bug the Watergate by underlings in the president's reelection campaign. The CIA learned about this, infiltrated the operation, botched it purposely so that they were arrested, and it was used to take the president down. The reason that citizens who opposed this did not march is because they didn't know the backstory. They only knew the version that was being told to them by the mainstream media. Thanks to the existence of InfoWars and Breitbart and Daily Caller and Town Hall and Conservative Tribune and so many others, Americans will know the real story, and we will march, and there will be a spasm in this country if they try to undo what was done at the ballot box last November. Richard, thank you very much for your call. Let us now go, lastly, we'll take one more call if we can. How about Tommy in Tennessee? Tommy, what's on your mind?
Roger, how you doing?
Excellent.
Good. I just got a question for you. Nobody ever brings this up. I just want your opinion on something. We know since March 9th, 1933, we've been under military government. That's why FDR was the last president sworn in on March 4th. And it don't have to do with the 20th Amendment. We're under military government. I have been ever since. Do you think Trump knows this?
Well, I think President Trump is not a career politician, but I think he understands the dynamics of who's running the government. I hope he's aware of the fact that there is an effort to isolate him by the generals. I've written about this extensively. I put my faith in Donald Trump and the Trump doctrine. I believe in the end that he, when he has all of the information, he invariably makes the right decision. So this is really a question of not allowing him to be isolated in the Oval Office, cut off from his friends, cut off from his advisors, cut off from his key supporters. That is, I believe, what General Kelly and the military cabal around the president are seeking to do today.
But having known Donald Trump for over 40 years, I can tell you, the first time he learns something that he wasn't told but should have been, something that he learns, or the first time he learns something that he was purposely left in the dark on, there will be hell to pay. I'm Roger Stone, in for Alex Jones. Delighted to take your calls today. It's a momentous day in American politics. It's an extraordinary day for the Trump administration. Take heart. Our president is on the job. We had a million new jobs since he was elected, a record stock market, and America is on its way to being great again under Donald Trump. We appreciate your support here at InfoWars. We ask you to go to the InfoWars.com store to allow us to continue to be the tip of the spear in the fight for freedom. God bless you. Victory or death.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The hypocrisy of the left is stunning. On the one hand, they attack President Trump for his failure, on their view, to denounce violence most harshly, or I should say harshly enough. At the same time, they're in the streets advocating violence. If you see Alex Jones today on video, you can see these punks on the streets of Seattle talking about the need for violence, advocating violence. The violence of the left is just as vile and wrong as the violence on the extreme right. We have one more call. I don't want to leave you hanging. So, Stevie from Massachusetts. Steve, what's on your mind?
Oh, thanks, Roger. I'm actually a girl.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. I read your column on the Daily Caller. It made me feel a bit better about Bannon's removal. It seems like kind of a justified, you know, you had some really good points there, but it still feels like a loss to have him, you know, kind of ousted or resigned, whatever. Who would be on that list to kind of fill his shoes that you mentioned before? You know, there are others, but, you know, who would that be? Stephen Miller's in there. You know, who would come in?
Sure. Well, first of all, Stephen Miller's a very good man, but Scotty Nell Hughes, a woman, could certainly do this job. Ed Martin, who we saw earlier on the program, a key player in Donald Trump's election, could do that job. David Urban, who ran the president's historic campaign in Pennsylvania, could do that job. No one is indispensable in the Trump revolution other than Donald Trump himself. And perhaps that is the exact problem. This isn't about the aggrandizement or ego of Steve Bannon, but he seemed more interested in his White House title and his office and his desk and his place in the entourage. Yet he was absent in so many of the key struggles within this administration. So I'm still optimistic that the Trump revolution will move forward, that we will talk about economic prosperity and growth while they talk about race and race baiting, and that is, in my opinion, the formula for not only victory in the 2018 elections, but the re-election of Trump and Pence in 2020. Bringing that matter up, now would be a superb time to go to the Infowars.com store to get your Trump-Pence 2020 t-shirt. Now, this t-shirt shows that you have your faith in Donald Trump has not been shaken by the phony narrative of the left over Charlottesville. This is a First Amendment opportunity to go to the store and show your support for the president. The other thing it does is allows you to meet like-minded patriots when you're out sporting your t-shirt. So, folks, we are under a siege here. The Amazon, Google, Twitter, Facebook monolith, the tech left is seeking to cut us off. We need your support. Go to the store now, buy one of these t-shirts, buy a hat, get in the revolution, and help us fight for freedom, free press, and the First Amendment. God bless you. Thank you for coming to Infowars.com. It's my high privilege to sit in for Alex Jones today. We will win if we stay in the fight. God bless you. And as I said earlier, victory or death.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
MyCozyX is back in after